Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
This is the WEOL Morning Show.
Olympic style.
Oh, yes. Very much so. Winter Olympics going on right now. And thought we'd get maybe a little bit of a local flavor to that. People may know or may not know that the athletic director at Lorain County Community College, Katie Marquard, has been to the Olympics as an Olympic speed skater. Back then, it was Katie Class in the 1984 Olympics and 88. So, Katie, I guess this is kind of a 30th anniversary for you for your Olympic appearance, is it not?
Yes, it's hard to believe.
Yeah. And of course, then I kept thinking, how is that possible? And then I remembered that, it's not divisible by four, but that's because somewhere in the 90s or something, they shifted the Olympics and now we're kind of on alternating years rather than on the same year as the other Olympics. A lot of things have changed over the years. When you look at the current Olympics going on now in Sochi, do you see similarities or does everything seem so different to you when you look at that?
Well, skating. I mean, the skates are different now. They have clap skates, which they have a hinge on the back, so the back of the blade can leave the boot and hinge and flip back, making a clapping sound. So they have a lot faster times than we did, but the technique and the skin suits, they're more high tech, but we still wore skin suits back then. So everything's more technology, but it's still the same basic technique that you need to go fast.
Well, there's still training. There's a lot of hard work that goes involved with it for those. And I sometimes wonder, especially with Olympic sports, there's years of training for 2 minutes of glory or, and then you're either first or last based on some decimal point of time that most of us can't even understand. But that's the world of skating.
Right. Well, you got to love it. I mean, I started when I was five and I grew up in Minnesota and skated on lake ice. And so we just love to skate. And so unless you have a passion for something that you're going to put that much time into it, it wouldn't be worth it. But we're not speed skaters, even if they win gold, don't really expect to get a lot of riches or fame and fortune out of the sport. It's just because we love the sport.
Well, I remember from growing up watching Eric Heiden. He was the kind of guy who won all the medals. And you just see these people and realize that that's kind of sort of what they do. I guess you're a certain breed to be able to do that.
Well, Eric ended up, he's an orthopedic surgeon now, and he's he's a doctor with the speed skating team in his free time. So, like I said, you have to love the sport, and he's still involved in it. And,
well, you're like that, too. I mean, that's something that even after your, competition times, you were still instructing, you were involved in the U.S. speed skating, on the board or a director of that type of thing. So there's some connection that you still have with the sport.
Right. Well, my husband and I coach Lakewood Speed Skating Club out of Winterhurst now, and we've been doing that. I've been doing it about 25 years. He's been doing it longer than I have. And so we have kids that start at age five, and we have kids in our club, or people in our club that are the oldest is 70 years old. So
now are there ones that still want to do distance, or is it all about the short track because they want that fast speed? I mean, there's probably a difference that
around here we only have facilities for short track.
Okay.
If you skate long track, you'd have to go to Milwaukee where they have indoor 400-meter track that's covered, or, they still skate outdoor some places. But here we just mainly do short track.
Katie, do you see more kids or more interest in an Olympic year?
Oh, sure. Actually, in the last couple of weeks, we've been getting a lot of kids that just say they want to try speed skating, and last night we got a message on our phone saying somebody wanted to try it. And, so, yes, we do. The interest picks up. Some stay with it and some decide it's not for them, but it's great for people that want to try it.
What was it like for you when you finally learned you were going to be part of the 1984 Olympic team?
Oh, it was a great feeling. I'm the youngest of seven kids, and all my brothers and sisters skated, and I was the first one to make the Olympic team. And so by the time, it was sort of a relief that you finally did it, but it's a great feeling. It's a wonderful memories, and it's you can't really describe it, the feeling that you finally made the Olympic team and you're going to be representing the United States.
You train so hard, you get into a regimen. Is it sort of knocked out of whack when you go overseas to a different facility and a different routine?
Well, prior to that, most people that make Olympic team have been on a World Cup or World Championship team, and so you travel over in Europe before that, and you're used to going to different rinks. And so actually, my first Olympics, I had just made the world team the year before, so I was kind of new to it. But my second Olympics, I tried to tell myself it was just another race, because you're skating against all the same people that you skate against in World Cups and World Championships. So you try not to make it like a huge deal. You don't want to be too excited and too nervous. You just want to skate the way you can skate. So, but as far as traveling, you're kind of used to traveling already from being on the World Cup and World Championship teams.
We're talking today with Katie Marquardt, who is the athletic director over at Lorain County Community College, skating in the Olympics in 84 and 88. Kind of different going to Sarajevo one year, Calgary another. Obviously kind of different places, but cold places as well. It was interesting, I heard this on the Wall Street Journal. They were talking about skaters, that many of them have left sort of Sochi to find ice time, either because they are looking for ice time because it was hard to find sometimes, or they just wanted to kind of get away from some of that, what would be considered sort of a different atmosphere, which kind of gets them out of the routine. So athletes are, it's many times it's all mental of what, getting into that zone. We've heard the discussion about this year of the speed skaters for the American team not doing as well, USA, as they had hoped. And then there's this controversy relating to high-tech suits.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of all that? Is that sort of one of those things where there's some validity to it, but other times you wonder whether it's just something's going on that's not quite in the routine for them? I don't know.
Well, there was really high expectations for the U.S. speed skaters. Coming in, we have a couple world record holders, had one World Cup races all this fall leading up to this, did well in the World Sprint Championships, which was the week before. So there was really high expectations. I guess, the skins were something that people could put a finger on, but I think it's a combination. There's a lot that goes into having a perfect race at the Olympics, and, the skins were supposed to give them a tenth or two, and they changed the skins, and the results were pretty much the same. So I think some of it had to do with momentum of the team, even though it's an individual sport. If the team is not skating in the first few events well, then you start to wonder yourself. If the team does well, then you say, that teammate, that person medaled, I can do that too. So it kind of builds on, and it is a lot of mental preparation. And then they also questioning the training. And they'll look at everything, but our team is based in Salt Lake City, which is high altitude and much faster track, fastest track in the world, as opposed to Sochi, which is sea level and not very fast ice, which means you don't get a lot of glide. So if you're skating the way you do on fast ice with a lot of glide, you're not going to skate as fast as the rest of them that are putting in a lot more strokes on what we call as work ice.
You're almost like a golfer where you have to look at the course, determine, how to kind of approach that in a way.
Right. But if they've been skating all the time on fast ice, it's hard to adjust. And also, the high altitude has factor too. So, U.S. speed skating will go back and look at all of this and try to figure out what didn't work and how to change it for the next year and next Olympics.
Katie, how important are those suits? How important is the clothing that the athletes wear?
I think it can make a difference, but as I said, there's a lot of factors. In 1988, when I was on the team about 3 days before our first race, Descente was the sponsor. They brought us all into a warehouse and gave us new skins, and it wasn't high-tech, but they just wanted to, it was different coloring, it was supposed to be a big splash, but they were generic skins, they weren't fit to us, so they had they had seamstress there to try to tailor it to us, but they were still, it didn't fit right, it was still flapping and stuff and the wind getting through, but you know, Bonnie Blair still won two medals, a gold and a bronze at that Olympics. So it has some factor, but I don't think that's the only thing that's the factor for the U.S. skaters at this point.
Now, everybody has different times when they're in the spotlight. When you were at the Olympics, what did you do in that downtime? How much did you get to enjoy either the new country, the city that you were in, or to see maybe some other events and kind of cheer on your fellow Patriots?
Well, when you're in the Olympics, before your event, you're pretty much concentrating on your event. You're training. You're not training as hard, but you still go to the rink and get the workout in that day and a lot of rest, and everything is focused around your race. Once you're done with your races, then you can kind of enjoy the Olympics and the rest of the sports if you have the chance to go to them. But prior to your race, you're really focused on what you need to do in your own races.
What is it like to live in the Olympic Village? We hear different stories about, you know, whether athletes get enough rest, whether they get the right nutrition. What's that like?
It's a really cool atmosphere, actually. It's the only time in your sport that you're actually around all the other sports, elite athletes, and all the other countries at the same time. You get to know new people from other sports, and it's a fun atmosphere. Some of the athletes do, like for U.S. speed skating, we always had what we call kind of a safe house, where if someone didn't want to stay in the village the night before, a couple nights before their race, they would go stay in the rooms that U.S. Speed Skating had. For instance, Apollo Ohno, he stayed in the U.S. Speed Skating rooms pretty much the whole time in Salt Lake City, just because there is a lot going on in the village, and you know, you can focus more and have more quiet time if we're in away from that atmosphere. So some athletes do like that. Some athletes thrive on that. So it all depends on the athlete.
What do you like so much now that you're over at Lorain County Community College doing that sort of a thing? You're still involved with athletes, on all sorts of athletes, I guess, as
right.
Well.
Yeah, it's a great crossover, I think. I was a student athlete myself. I ran track and cross country in college. And so I think there's a lot of lessons that I hope I can help the students with, which is, you know, goal setting, the time management, all those things that you need later in life. And so I hope to pass some of that on, and my knowledge being from elite level, college level, all the way down to, you know, development level. I've been at all different levels. And so I hope to instill some of my words of wisdoms and things I've learned along the way to the athletes, student athletes that we have.
And you kind of, as you mentioned with the speed skating too, you work with really young kids as well as young adults as well. So it's
right.
Through the gamut of different sports that they're involved with and trying to make sports part of their life as it has been for you.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, I think there's a lot of life lessons you can learn from competing in sports. And you know, we have eight varsity sports and three club sports at Lorain County Community College. And so there's a lot of opportunity to work with athletes and students that are making that part of their life at this point and hopefully carry some of the lessons they learn in the sports that they do at LCC to the rest of their lives.
That sounds great. Well, Katie Marquardt, thanks for sharing the time with us this morning. And it was nice to hear all of the stories about your time with the Olympics. Appreciate it this morning.
Thank you.